The Sesh Podcast, episode 217, take one. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Sesh. Today, there's beef sizzling. I'm pissed off, and I hate you.
Fuck you.
That's the best you got? This is the size of your man's balls. Okay, I want you to look at this. One of them's popped.
Don't make fun of John's balls like that.
You were the one who told me they're this small. Look at this, people. Tiny drop tomatoes. John balls.
Okay, I'm going to defend my motherfucking man.
All right. He's got huge balls.
Uncomfortably large.
They're so big, you had to get a reduction. They couldn't fit in his pants.
Oh my God, is that a real thing?
A nut reduction?
A ball reduction. Or do you think people get their weenies reduced?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, it's too big. I'm sure it's like a problem for some people. They don't like it.
The reason we're talking about this is because I actually don't know why we're talking about this.
How are you going to explain this?
But Kendall started the show mad because they were, because Kendall couldn't get her fucking shit right for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, she's coming out. You see what I'm dealing
with?
So
I had to yell at her to get started, and that's why she's mad at me.
Well, Corelli really started it.
I started it?
It was her fault, actually.
What?
She said, ladies.
Yeah, she said, time to start. She's
said,
trying to be a good producer.
Lock it up, ladies. Get ready. Get into positions. We're at work.
You didn't. And so then I had to yell at you, and then you were like, fine.
Listen, there's a lot of things to be distracted by in this world these days.
Just want to clear the air. John's balls are not at the size of tiny drop medley to me.
It's true. Like I said, they're huge. I've seen them.
Poor John.
You've seen them? ew, I need to get this out of my head.
Yeah.
That was not even funny.
Can you get a wiener reduction?
Right. We might have visited the garden center just for a sec before this episode.
May or may not.
But you guys loved that last time. So you're welcome. Can you get a penis reduction? Yes or no?
Yes. You absolutely can.
Is there a before and after picture?
I would love to see that.
Also, people are probably wondering what this random lid is filled with white powder.
It's for people that it's too large for intercourse or has a substantial deformity. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like just reconstruction. You can get anything reconstructed.
Of course. But this is a thing of salt because we were eating tomatoes with salt. Anyways.
Thank you for covering all our bases.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, there you guys want to.
What? Whoa. Okay.
Oh, well, this isn't going up on YouTube, certainly.
No. What is this? Ew.
Okay, this is, I'm seeing bums, bum holes. Oh my God. Okay, this is not, that is scary.
Thanks for that.
Yes, literally said you wanted.
Yeah, you wanted to see it.
Okay, guys, correction. You can't get anything reduced. You can't get your balls. There's no direct surgical procedure to reduce the size of your testicles.
Bummer.
But there is a procedure called scrotoplasty that can be performed to remove excess skin.
Ew.
So, welcome back to the show.
We missed you so much.
Thanks for
joining us.
Yes, we did.
Hello, I'm Kendall. I mean,
was that on purpose?
Yeah. I'm Kendall. I'm Janelle. And I'm Sydney and Crowley. I'm just doing it all
You're
so we
everybody.
Get it out of the way.
You could be everybody today. We'll just be quiet.
I'm just kidding. Oh, perfect. You know me. I would love that.
Janelle just wants a rush. She's in a rush.
I'm not in a rush. Just trying to get
busy.
The intro out of the way.
On your plate.
It's okay. So do you.
It's okay, girl. You got a lot, though.
Tell me.
And I love you so much.
Oh, my God.
Cheers, my favorite person ever.
I love you.
All of you are my favorite people.
I'm definitely your favorite.
I mean, you're my family.
I was going to ask you, tell us one fun fact from the weekend.
Oh, from my weekend?
Yeah.
I went to 2 children's birthday parties and turned up.
Damn.
2 3-year-olds.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. One of them was a dance party. It got wild. Got wild.
Really?
Glow sticks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not a glow stick.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, so it was real fun. It's really fun.
Good. Very glad. Glad you had a nice time.
Mm-hmm. I also watched A White Lotus.
Yay!
It's very good. Actually, I was going to make a little pitch to you, Janelle.
Okay.
I think if you're ever interested in watching a real series.
Isn't it scary, though, White Lotus?
No.
It's not scary at all. It's more like comedic and a drama.
Yeah.
It's more just about the characters. There's like some murder that happens, but it's never graphic. And it always starts, I think, at the end of this or the beginning of
the
season.
Yeah.
You see like a glimpse of it. And then you're trying to figure out who's going to get killed and who did it the entire time. But the cast is so good. The writing's so good. I genuinely think you would like it. And it's always set at a White Lotus resort. So it's a different plot line and different characters every time, mm-hmm, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes there's overlap of people that go from season to season. Yeah. But they're all these different resorts around the world. So the first one is in Maui. Second one is in Italy somewhere. Yeah. And then the one right now is in Thailand and it's beautiful. It's just so aesthetically like.
I do love very beautiful shows.
I think you would really like it. But I think my recommendation is you wait until John is out of busy season and then you can watch it together because it wouldn't be fun to watch alone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's kind of fun to like go back and forth like talking about who you think or like, mm-hmm, you know, kind of the, it's a mystery.
You're coming up with theories all the time. But it's not, trust me, because I also get burnt out on shows when there's like too much crime, especially because of what we do for a living.
I try to watch that in my free time.
Yeah. No, this is really good, you guys. Oh my gosh. And Uncle Baby Billy's in it.
Oh my God.
Who's Uncle Billy?
From Righteous Gemstones.
That just started back up too, I think.
That's coming. I can't speak today.
It's coming in like two weeks. It's what?
I think it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think I want to say March 8th, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
So like so 3 days, 4 days.
Righteous Gemstones. You didn't really like it.
I didn't really like it. And I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
We were rewatching it.
You don't like much. It's hard to get you to like something. So when I make a recommendation to you, I try to really think on it now. And I really think White Lotus.
Really?
Have you guys watched Enlightenment?
No. Someone was telling me about that recently, though.
I just started watching it like a few days ago. And it's about this lady goes to like a mental health retreat kind of thing. And she comes back, and now she's really enlightened.
Interesting.
I feel like, Janelle, I feel like you'd like it. It's set in the 70s.
I want to become enlightened.
Is it kind of like, did you ever see Nine Perfect Strangers?
Oh, no. That was good.
That one's so good. And doesn't this season remind you a little bit of that?
Yes.
Of White Lotus?
Well, I mean, I've only seen the trailer of the White Lotus.
Oh, you've got to start. It said you'd like it. That's good.
I know. I was like trying to hold out, so I had multiple, but I don't think I can wait any longer.
Yeah. No, I would go for it. And it's nice to take... That's one of the shows that I like watching once a week because it's too much to binge because there's so much to think about. Same with Severance.
I have a question for you.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And pretty much the entire population out there. How on God's green earth are you people able to watch so many shows at once and not A, lose interest and B, get confused? Severance, White Lotus, Breaking Bad.
You know, I'm right
Don't
there
forget
with
Love
you.
Is Blind.
Love is Blind.
That's
90 Days Fiancé. 600 Pound Life. Cody Brown Town.
I have a thought on that.
I just went to Cody Brown Town this weekend.
Like, how are you going to Cody Brown Town and then White Lotus? I don't understand how you keep up with all Severance.
Because I just haven't
the other ones or
functioning
whatever it's
called. Brain. The Lost. I remembered stuff.
A function.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. I don't have that. So
I feel like it's not that hard. And normally, most of those shows have a recap at the beginning and are like on last episode.
Yeah.
Blah 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 blah.
Or like certain days they come out. So like. Days of the week or days of, you know,
I have designated exactly.
Yes.
Like Friday nights, we do Severance. Sunday nights, we do White Lotus right now.
Yep.
And I wish these shows were just coming out at all times because I love a good routine and I'd love if every week I had a show lined up.
Same.
Don't you? Is that what they do?
Yeah, but like
when they're
over, they end. It'd be nice if they were just always available.
Dude, this is really embarrassing, but in our shared calendar, sometimes I'll put like the day our next show comes out, like in as an event.
For our show?
No, like Jared and I. Like,
you guys have a shared calendar?
Oh my God, that's so
because
cute.
That's fun. I want a shared calendar.
Oh, Josh and I have one, but not for shows. We should put our shows on there.
Well, that's just sometimes so if I see it, I'm like, oh, I need to add it so that we don't forget.
Yeah. Well, once you're like parenting too, you kind of need to have doctor's appointments and things like
that's
that.
True.
And like times
that's
where
true.
He has something scheduled and I have to be home. And
right. That
very
makes sense.
Cruche.
Jared just forgets things. So I'm like, okay, where do we have this planned?
That's smart. You guys. That's going to be like really useful one day if you want to have kids because you'll already have established those things.
John and I watch HGTV shows.
You guys, I don't understand how you're not bored all the time.
Because we have watched HGTV.
Do you watch like Ugliest House in America?
No. Right now we're watching The Flip Off because we're obsessed with Flip or Flop. That was like our show in high school. We were obsessed with that show.
That's a good one.
And now it's called The Flip Off. It's like, whatever.
The
I'm not,
Flip Off.
It's basically like the two people from Flip or Flop are now divorced and they're flipping houses, but they're like trying to like compete who can flip the best house.
Tarek isn't his name?
Tarek and Christina.
Yeah.
And then what's his wife?
And then Heather from Selling Sunset, which John also likes Selling Sunset.
I could get into that because it's kind of like a game show.
What?
I like competition.
What is?
Because they're competing for
the flip off.
Better.
Yeah.
The Flip Off.
The Flip Off.
That's a good show name for people that are divorced too.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
So that's what we watch once in a while.
Well, maybe you guys can start White Lotus together if John ever has a waking moment to not be asleep or working.
March 31st or April 1st, he'll be free.
Man, that's a long time.
If any of you out there are auditors,
hats off.
Ick yick. So we have quite a bit to get into.
Yeah, we do.
This week.
Like we said, beefs are brewing. Not between us, but there are beefs among us. And
beefs among us.
I feel like now more than ever, I need the brain rot. It's the same reason I watch Cody Browntown.
Right.
I have to leave this planet for a little bit because I'm just disturbed all the time. So now I am into Bad Baby beef with Alabama Barker.
Bad Bobby.
Can I ask
Bad
you a question?
Yeah.
This question just slipped my mind. Hold on.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh, who is Bad Barbie? Is that a person?
No.
Wait.
Baba Black Sheep.
Isn't there a Bad Barbie?
No, there's a Bad Bunny.
I think that's where she was confused. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because
is there a Bad Barbie? That's a Bad Barbie.
Because I'm not going to lie, you guys. Even when I'm I thought that was what her name was.
Bad Barbie?
It is. Well, it is kind of.
Barbie. I thought it was Bad Barbie.
I see what you're saying. No.
But everyone calls her Bad Baby because that's her name.
That's her name.
I thought it was Bobby. Like the barbecue. No.
Bad Bobby. Bad Bobby.
But the problem is, this entire time I was reading the outline, in my head it's Bad Bobby.
Wait, since I'm dyslexic, I have an app that reads me notes on our shows. And you guys need to hear the way that it says Bad Bobby.
Oh, writing her name, I said it that way.
I'm already going to accidentally say Bad
Bobby.
Bobby. Barbie when I'm reading this. So I'm sorry. But then there's Bad Bunny. And those two are not right.
Not at all.
If you want to know about the latest in pop culture, ask Danelle.
Dude, people who, like my random friends outside of work are like, how the fuck are you hosting a pop culture show? You don't know anything or anyone.
I think that's what makes it funny.
I'm like, I know. And I... Exactly.
Did you guys see?
It's more fun that way.
Did you guys see at the Oscars? I think the like official Oscars Twitter posted a picture of Selena Gomez and her boyfriend. And they said something about Selena and Bad Bunny. But her boyfriend is actually Benny Blanco.
Yeah. He's the best.
That's bad.
Okay, listen to this.
Bobby dropped a bomb pregnant with and became Bobby dropped a bomb.
Bobby. Sounds like Bobby. That's not correct.
I love AI. Don't, but anyway, guys. Yeah, what else? So we're gonna get into the beef. We have a couple other things. Oh yeah, some Baldoni lively updates, of course. There are a couple things to go over. And then also Haley's going to jump on and say a few words, which before she even gets on here, I just want to say, you guys, my heart just goes out to so many of you in the audience who've experienced something similar and like really understood Haley's pain and just hearing your different stories and seeing the connection and support for each other in the comments was so beautiful. Comments between you guys and people just, you know, reacting to Haley's story with such love and understanding, empathy, and truly, you know, listening. It just meant a lot, and it was really cool to see. And I know Haley probably feels the same way. So thank you all, and I'm sorry that women just have to suffer at the hands of these fucking idiots.
True that.
It's so insane. I still can't get over the whole story.
And she has a piece of tea that was actually
a piece of tea,
a new cup of tea that was just brewed. Come Friday tea that she's going to be sharing with us.
Friday brewed.
So
fresh
and
off
it's
the
fucking
press.
Wild, honestly.
So it's 6 days old by the time you see this.
All right. Haley's back. Welcome back, queen.
Our lovely lady.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Thank you so much for being kind.
Did you just hear that in the mic?
What was it?
My tooth on the teeth. Mug.
Ow. Yikes.
More veneers.
I don't like the way Nicolas Cage is staring at me when you drink that.
Birdcage. Birdcage.
He's watching you.
Wild Birdcage. Man.
Nicolas T. Bird.
Do you remember? Were you listening back in the Birdcage days?
Do you know about Birdcage?
She doesn't know about Birdcage.
Birdcage is ringing a bell, but
she's
I can't remember
fan.
What it is.
It was because we were doing a two truths and a lie, and I tried to make a lie about.
Oh, I do remember that.
Nicolas T.
And I thought it was so funny. I cracked myself up doing it.
Funniest. I was like, he has an uncle named Carl T. Bird.
Sometimes I go back to our episode just to watch that 10-second clip and laugh. No, and then I do remember out. That.
I was like, I know I heard it, but...
Nicolas Cage's middle name is actually Bird, like B-U-R-D, and he was named after his uncle, Carl T.
So you're back on the show because you have a couple of words to say and the newest piece of tea to spill.
Yes. Piece of tea is so weird, you know.
Sorry, I don't know why you're saying that.
Drop of tea?
Yeah, sip of tea.
Sip of tea.
Cup of tea.
Yes, okay. So first, I just want to say thank you so, so, so much. Kendall, like, everything you said is exactly what I wanted to say, that, like, everyone has just been so, so, so amazing. Like, all of the I read, I'm not even kidding, every single comment at least twice. And... and so all of the DMs and everyone following me and reaching out, it has been absolutely amazing. Like, honestly, it has expedited the healing so much to have so many people being so kind. And it hurts my heart a lot to know that so many people like relate to like the worst feeling, one of the worst feelings ever. Like, it was very bittersweet because I'm like, I don't want anyone to ever have to relate to that. And I was telling a lot of people that messaged me that, like, I'm so sorry that that's what you relate to. But at the same time, like, at least there's like a community feeling in that. And it's nice to know that, like, all of us have gone through it and everyone's at different various stages of healing from it. And everyone's just like, the like unanimous consensus is like, we will get through it. You will get through it. Yeah. I have gotten through it. And that gave me a lot of hope. It was very sweet.
It should. I mean, there's so much healing in community when it comes to anything. I think, I mean, science literally shows it helps your physical health.
Science literally shows, guys.
You heard it here first.
No, but it's so true. Knowing that you're not alone is very valuable.
But I'm just talking about, like, there's a reason why support groups and,
absolutely,
you know, any
of
type
course.
Of, it's just really nice to hear that other people have been through the same thing.
And relate. Yeah. And, you know, especially it's always good when you have trouble, like, picturing yourself at the end of it, and then people who have gotten to the end of the healing journey and saying, like, it is so much better outside of your ick. Like, that is important.
Yes.
And, like, also, I was a little, like, I'm an oversharer, so I loved going through all of the hard emotions of that with you guys, but I was getting a little nervous on how the more emotional parts would be perceived, and everyone was so sweet about it. And I got a lot of messages, like, thanking me for being vulnerable and stuff, and that really validated that, like, that was the right thing to share, and
that
it's okay to overshare. And so that was very sweet as well. Thank you, guys, because that was a very vulnerable feeling, but, like, a huge part of it to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just a million thanks to everyone.
And you were just, I mean, I told you earlier, but just so impressive the way that you could get on a podcast for the first time ever, like, speaking onto a mic and be so vulnerable and just easy to listen to. I mean, the way you tell stories, I feel like you could really have your own show because just even listening to it back, you're just, you're so strong and funny and...
The way you Thank deliver, you. Your delivery is, like, perfect.
Yeah,
if you
really
guys
is.
Hype Especially... me up anymore, my head will not fit through a doorframe. I'm not
okay. I've got more. I've got more. I want to see that head not be able to fit through. But seriously, like, for you to so quickly after this happened, to you be able to come on here and be that open and get something good out of it? I'm just so happy that, you know, we were able to do the show because so many people out there have had these similar experiences. And
it was
beautiful to see the comments.
Amazing. Oh my God. And, like, I was bracing myself for some bullying. Like, I was joking, like, don't bully me. But I expected there to be some mean comment. I kid you not, there was only one comment that even slightly hurt my feelings.
That's amazing. That is,
like,
a win.
That is insane. Out of 1,000-plus comments, I'm like, everyone is amazing. It's because it's...
Because I had really
sessions.
Heavy blocks on. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
She's like, block ugly? No. Block, you suck?
No. No, it was overwhelmingly positive. And you guys out there are just the best. And
you've got such a great audience.
Yeah, we feel so grateful to have the audience that we do. So thank you all for being so supportive and sweet to Haley. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Haley, for, you know, coming on and telling your story.
Yeah. The only thing about, you know, the community aspect of it is there is a growing community of women that have spoken with this man.
Unfortunately,
that community is quite large.
And
on Friday, you know, I had an influx of people, like, reaching out to me and connecting with me, and
mostly were very, very sweet comments and just connecting over similar stories. But one was connecting over having gone on a date with Ick.
She named him first and last.
I think we did a pretty good job on not giving enough info for people to figure out who it is.
Yeah, I think we did.
And if they did, they kept it to themselves. Mm-hmm. But this person was like, all of these stories are exactly what this guy I went on a date with said to me. So, like, I don't know if it's the same person or if we just have come across similarly terrible people. But is it ick blah, blah, blah. Blank?
And it is.
And it fucking is. Which is
so wild.
To think about. No, she too heard about Afghanistan and the divorce.
He's
running around the same stories.
Yes, he has his little pocketbook full of one-liners ready to go for himself.
Think about the population of Sesh listeners in Denver, Colorado. Right. And one of them in our audience happened to also have heard these lies from him. How many people has he hit?
That's exactly what my question is that has to speak to, like, the wide net. Like, how many dates did he go on? Because he did tell me he was going on dates before me, and he had only gone on a few, like, successful dates that made it past the first date.
Yeah, because they have to, like, fully believe his stories and, like, really...
I know. And so it's just like, there's just another one now that is around, but she was sweet. She's not, no beef with her.
No,
all
love. It's just crazy.
It's just insane.
If a guy comes up to you and is telling you these same stories, you'll probably be able to figure out who
exactly
he is.
The
this is the ick.
Yeah. If you're going on a date anywhere in the Denver, Colorado area, maybe further south, because I don't know where he's moving.
Yeah, he's moving, guys.
He's moving.
Ick is spreading
in a few months. But
sounds like he's going south later. Sounds like an STD is spreading to your vagina.
Could be.
Okay, he's going south.
Yes. Right, he's supposed to move.
Ick is flying south for the winter.
But I don't know. I don't know where he's going. I don't know. He told me that things have changed with his job because of the whole aftermath. So I have no idea where he's going. All I know is if you're going, he's going to enter the dating field.
But he's going to have to come up with a whole new book of lies.
There's no way he's bringing Afghanistan to our first date again.
He's a doctor.
He's like Dr. Love. Remember that dude?
Yes. Oh, my God.
I covered that on my show.
Yeah, you did do that. So just if you're the biggest thing is like that I took from this is like if your gut is telling you that something's kind of weird. Just listen to it and maybe check it. Maybe fact check. Maybe do a little Instagram stalking earlier than I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's dude, he came across so genuine.
He did.
It's like,
If you can't call your boyfriend, probably that's something that I think.
Okay. Well, his wife couldn't call him.
No, I know, but I'm just saying for people moving forward.
Which did we ever figure out really what the problem is with that? Because I saw a lot of comments of people trying to explain it, but I'm still confused.
Okay. So the biggest one that made sense to me was someone was saying maybe he has a because we had the same issue, but I don't know what number she reaches him on. And so one that I saw was like he could have call forwarding on to like an old phone number.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't affect texting and like he can still call you because it's forwarding. It's not like blocking or anything.
When you guys texted, was it through iMessage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't understand any of that. I was trying to like follow the comments. One thing that someone pointed out was about the cake. He couldn't have brought that cake home because the wife would have seen it. So he probably like
so
stick it, it
so boof it and then go inside. Fucking loser.
But that's totally what happened. He couldn't. That's why he's like, I don't remember the cake.
So he probably threw it away. What a bully. He
probably
just, like, keep it.
Yeah, that's like so fucked.
Before he left, I was like, are you going
to
eat it?
To donate it to a good dessert. Anyone. You loser ass.
Don't. Mm-mm-mm. Disgraceful.
Yeah, donate it to
there were other things people were figuring out too that I'm trying to remember now, but people were putting pieces together. It was interesting to read back.
Well, someone was saying that actual special ops cannot say they're special ops. They are given a specific civilian job title to use.
Interesting.
So like
that makes sense.
If someone even tells you that,
then you know they're full of shit.
Unless you really, 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 really know them.
Okay, that is such good information to know.
Another thing that I kept on seeing was that infidelity is like a big no-no in the army in general.
Yes.
Just saying, there's a number.
So you could report him, right? And stolen valor, right?
Oh yeah, stolen valor is like
that's like the that's got to be even worse than adultery.
That's like a dishonorable discharge type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you got power if you want to use it.
Oh, Haley and I Googled the phone number to do it.
Yeah, the numbers are out there.
I figured you looked into this.
He's still denying the steroids claims.
I think that's another like big no-no in the army.
He said that was 2023. Like, okay.
Can't they just test him
for all three?
Yeah,
quickly.
You'd have to report him to be tested. Yeah. So I don't know that I left that up to wife's discretion.
I think that's nice of you.
He literally confirmed that he got the notification of the episode and saw the thumbnail.
I think he watched
you
it.
You watched it.
There's no way.
I know totally
there is no way.
Watching. So someone he goes, knows. I don't watch anymore.
Okay.
Well, as of like the last like two episodes.
He's like, the thumbnail just came up though. So I know you
You
did it.
Can't tell me.
He said that thumbnail was interesting.
Yeah, exactly. If an entire episode is about you, you clicked on it. Hey.
Yeah, he's 100%.
Yeah.
What's up, Ick?
Hey, Ick.
There's a few people in the party that have seen the episode.
In the party. Mm-hmm. I like that terminology.
In the party.
True. All right. Well, thanks,
well,
Haley.
That is all. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Love you all.
Haley, we love you.
I appreciate you guys. You guys truly do not understand how healing this has all been for me. So,
yay, I
thank
love you. To hear that. It's so awesome.
Okay, bye.
Huge news.
Breaking news.
Shrek,
I'm sure many of you have seen it.
Freaking five, baby.
Five. It's coming back. However, are we excited about it? I don't know.
Why not?
It'd be looking strange. Shrek, something happened to him. The animation is really bad. I don't know. What is happening?
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's not that big of a difference.
What? You don't... I am, like, blown away.
Shrek 1 versus Shrek 5. He's just a little bit less green in this one. I don't know. He looks pretty damn similar
to
me.
No, he looks like...
His ears are further out to the side.
Do you guys think that maybe it's just because animation has improved so much since 15 years ago?
But we want it that way. I want it bad and old. I want it the way it was.
Well, other kids probably don't.
It's true, though. Holly doesn't like things that are too old. It's crazy. She only likes... She loves the Illumination type
well,
animation.
Think about the shit that was really old to us when we were younger.
It was ugly back then.
You know?
But it was nostalgic.
Like, yeah. The Disney... I don't know what the old
like
Disney
Gumby.
Movies...
Like Gumby.
Yeah, exactly.
Gumby scared me.
Or like the old Disney movies, whatever the
oh,
old
yeah,
ones
like,
are.
What was Mickey called at first? Whistling Rick or something? Oh, that is real
what?
Old back
Look up
then. Original Mickey. He wasn't called Mickey and he's terrifying. Have you ever seen this?
I thought Janelle was talking more like
Mortimer
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
like,
that.
Like
isn't Fantasia really old?
Yeah, that one scared me too.
I love Fantasia.
Mortimer Mouse, not Whistling.
Same thing.
Same thing. I don't know where you came up with that.
He was whistling.
Anyways, I don't know. I'm kind of into it.
Are you?
Sure.
Okay. Are you guys gonna watch it?
Yeah,
of course
I'll tune
watch
in
it.
For sure.
I love Shrek.
Donkey looks older though.
I love
Donkey.
Mike Myers.
Donkey.
Yeah,
I get sad listening thinking about Donkey getting old because he's gonna die.
So is Shrek. And
I don't
all
care
of them.
Much about that as I do with Donkey
because he's an animal. Yeah. How long do donkeys live?
Let's find out.
Also, while they're looking that up, guys, it has been 2 years since the stolen Shrek statue.
Damn, donkeys live 27 to 40 years.
Isn't
Turn
that crazy?
Up. Donkey.
Wait,
Donkey.
How long? Did you say 100 something?
140 years.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes, dude.
Wow, pop off
80
donkeys.
To 100.
Damn, that's wild. There's no way. Wait, she's lying.
Yeah. 27.
You guys fucking with me?
27 to 40 years.
That's a large.
I'm going to leave. I really believe that for a second. I was like, wait, why? There should be like an insane population.
They're like tortoises. No.
Okay, what's their lifespan?
27 to 40.
See, that's pretty
still
good.
Still a lot.
Janelle, mm-hmm. You should get a donkey.
I would love a donkey.
But like I was saying,
donkey.
Guys.
I just like saying donkey.
We can tell. Your mic loves you so much. I cannot believe that is still broken.
Same.
But guys, missing Shrek statue. Remember? Long ago, we put out the bolo.
Yeah, when did we put out this bolo?
2 years ago.
Two
God
years.
Damn.
And no one has found him. Shrek
still
is still
out there.
Missing. We're talking to you people in Hatfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out. Although it's been 2 years, he could be anywhere now. So keep your eye out all around the damn world.
Mm-hmm. All around the damn world.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they stole him to make Shrek 5.
Yeah, that's the animation. That was the inspiration.
Wait, that'd be fucking iconic.
Krelly, you would probably like a claymated Shrek.
Oh, dude, I want to get into claymation so bad.
You
that'd
love
say. I love it. I love all forms of it.
She does.
Yeah, true.
And she's, you like Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run.
Maybe Chicken Run is so scary.
Maybe my next endeavor will be like a claymation artist.
Ooh, I can so see you killing that. And you totally could, you know, pitch the whole idea for Shrek 6.
Or a spinoff like
Donkey.
Like, yeah. Donkey. It's just called Donkey.
It's called Donkey.
Is there a Donkey movie yet?
A Donkey movie yet?
wait. No, it's called Donkey.
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 Thank you.
That's good. That's good.
A good one. You have to like move their arms every single time. Like,
well, and then the movie is just like me like around a table. Yeah.
We film it on the conference table.
Oh my God.
Oh, Tom would be into that idea. He could help you produce it.
Donkey.
Okay. Well, anyway, yes, the trailer came out and there's very strong reactions. I believe they turned the comments off on their YouTube.
Shut up. What a bunch of babies.
That's what Danny said.
Wow.
Yeah, people were not happy.
Not happy.
Fiona looks pretty similar. Okay, wait, maybe she don't. I don't know.
But what's weird is the trailer starts with Donkey asking the magic mirror who the fairest of them all is, of course. And the mirror obviously had a software update because we're in 2025 and it now plays TikToks.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's kind of fun.
They turn off their comments.
Yeah, but also I was watching the trailer just now. Yeah, Shrek is like swiping the mirror.
I don't like that.
I do. It's kind
of fun. We want the nostalgia of, no, they are in a swamp, dude.
So?
They shouldn't be on TikTok.
Swamp has Wi-Fi now.
Yeah,
it's always taking place in, like, the old kingdom and stuff. Like, why are they... Their intro was the whole, you know, you go into, what's it called, the town? What's the town?
Forever, Ever After?
No, where Farquaad lives. The first town. It doesn't matter. But you go, and there's the little, you know... They have the little like animatronic thing because they're like kind of in old time.
Right.
And now they're on TikTok on the damn mirror.
Well, it's 2025 now.
Well, it was 2000 something when it first came out.
There was, I don't know. Take it up with DreamWorks.
Fiona was on her cell phone.
She is now. And they have a daughter.
Yeah.
That looks like someone from the movie Trolls.
Yes. And that movie is fucking weird.
Really?
Yeah. Have you guys ever watched Trolls?
No.
Oh, yes. The little girls I nannied. They were obsessed with it.
I tried showing it to Holly, and she was freaked out, and I was freaked out.
It's weird.
Really? It's about, like, these little troll characters, really small trolls that live in, like, a tree, and then there's these ogres, I don't know, like, bigger things that eat them, pluck them out of the tree, and they're, like, cute little colorful trolls. Wait, and just snap them down. Yeah.
Is this the one
It's terrifying.
And what's the premise of the movie? To survive?
The premise of the movie is, I only saw the first 10 minutes, but they all, like, went underground because it's this one day of the year that all the... whatever's eat them.
What is this, the Purge?
So they're like, we're leaving, and they all like escape through these tunnels and go to this troll place, but they're like, we can't be found by the whatever they are, but they're they like snack on them.
Okay,
like that. Berries.
That's disgusting.
It's creepy. So creepy because they want happiness.
Oh, these ones.
Yeah, what are those dudes called?
That's not my problem.
Gergens.
Oh, Bergen Bridget trolls.
Bergens?
No, they're trolls.
Birkins? Well, whatever.
These are the sad trolls.
Trolls is not good. And Justin Timberlake's on the soundtrack. And it's just,
aren't they all trolls?
Yeah, no, those ones are the Bergens. They eat the trolls.
Yeah.
Bergen trolls.
It's so sad.
They're kind of cute.
The trolls are kind of cute. Anyway, though, I agree. She looks like a troll.
Yeah.
And who's playing her again?
Zendaya.
So she probably has a cell phone.
Probably. She's got a nose piercing. I like that.
I don't like it. It's too real. You know what I mean? Like, where's the fantasy of Shrek?
Green lipstick.
Donkey. Is Eddie Murphy playing Donkey?
Yep.
On the real, though, I actually am very excited for it to come out. I'm not thrilled about the animation, but I don't care. I'll watch Shrek do anything.
Do you guys think
even
that...
Even if it's awful, I'll still probably like it.
I think back when Sonic came out, they had to do, like, a whole new, like, reanimation because so many people were complaining about the way Sonic was animated.
Oh, I do remember.
So they had to like delay the movie. But I wonder if that'll happen here because like there's been such a negative response.
Wait, what's the deal with Sonic?
Donkey.
Why do people
Sonic?
Have you seen Sonic?
No.
Why? Like that's like a huge thing. People love Sonic.
What about him?
Like what are they making all these movies about? Isn't it just a game? Where are like storylines from?
I think the storylines are from the game. I know a lot
really?
About Sonic.
Is that in depth?
That's what I've heard.
I think there's two. Oh,
there's a third one.
He's just cute. The third one. I love Sonic. He's so cute.
I know. What's the little cute? What's the red one's name?
Yeah, why are you being so mean to Sonic? The fuck did he do to you?
I was kind of confused by it. And it's Chris Pratt. And
I don't know who that is.
But Jim Carrey's in it.
Oh my God, Jim?
Jim's
in it. Shut up. I love Jim.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be in the new one, right?
Eggman. Yeah, I think he's been in all of them. He plays the Eggman.
Do you know that a lot of people hate Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong?
Do you know a lot of people hate literally everyone on the planet?
True that.
Literally. Literally.
True that. Donkey!
You know what I want to see? A Crash Bandicoot movie.
Oh! Crash Bandicoot is so such fun. A fucking good ass game.
I used to rent it from Blockbuster.
Oh, so good.
And
oh
my God, I'd be so pissed when my mom returned it and I came home and I needed to get to the next level and start over.
Oh yeah, I love this game.
And the Wrath of Vortex.
When you could rent like games at Blockbuster.
Yes.
I remember that.
Better times. Better times.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Blockbuster. I actually would go to Hollywood Video.
Wow.
None of those good places exist anymore.
Nope. Nope. It's been like 15 years.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Very sad.
We're like reminiscing.
Yeah, we are. I want to just go back 15 years ago. Imagine. When Shrek was first coming out and the animation was right.
Donkey!
I love Lord Farquaad's animation is excellent.
Is it?
Look at him. Look at his hair. Oh, so good. I'm golden ages.
Donkey.
Okay, you're done.
Donkey, donkey, donkey. So, getting into the Justin and Blake updates, because we all know it's never ending with those two hoes.
It never ends with us.
Wow, that was good, Kendall. It never ends with us.
It's never. We're never getting out of this.
No, no. On February 19th, Blake actually amended her complaint. And this is crazy, y'all. But two more women, aside from Blake, were made to feel uncomfortable on set by Justin and Jamie Heath, apparently.
That's
okay?
The claim.
That's the claim. Mm-hmm. And these female cast members are unnamed, but supposedly they will be testifying in court that Justin sexually harassed them on the set.
Holy shit.
Which is, I mean, very much in line with what all of Blake's claims are.
Mm-hmm. Except a lot of her claims were proven false, but who knows what these women's stories are.
Yeah, exactly. Blake alleges that after she reported her concerns back in May of 2023, another female told Blake that she had gone through the same thing. So Blake reported it to Sony's executive VP of production, whose name is Angie Giannetti, as well as another producer on the film.
I'm confused because if she's told Blake that she went through the same thing Blake did, is it just going to be the same stuff that is easy to debunk that Blake had?
I think it was making her feel uncomfortable. It'll probably be her own like experience with it.
Yeah.
But it's similar to Blake's.
Similar. Okay. Right, yeah. Interesting.
Not saying like, I don't think.
Exactly. Yeah, the same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
The complaint included that even though the female cast member was hesitant to speak up, she eventually did and shared that the work on the film was suffering because of Justin's behavior. And Angie Giannetti shared those concerns with Wayfair. Now, side note, there is speculation of who this person could be. Some people think that it's the female cast member who played young Lily, which if you have watched the movie, you know what we're talking about. If not, there's like flashbacks throughout the movie of Blake when she was younger. And so it's the...
Of Lily of Blossom Lily. Bloom oh, yeah. when she was younger.
Right. Yeah, sorry. But obviously there's no like way to confirm that.
Well, if we look back at past coverage, you know, we talked about in the original complaint that he went up to one of the younger actresses and said, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but that was hot.
Right.
Yep. So, and we don't know if that is true, but if that is true, that's, I mean, very inappropriate, creepy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And yeah, there's speculation that this person is going to be one of the ones to testify, but obviously we'll have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to the complaint, Justin responded to the female cast member on June 1st, 2023, writing, quote, acknowledging that he was aware of her concerns and that adjustments would be made. And the complaint alleges that Wayfair, quote, took no action to investigate this reported conduct, nor did it implement any protections at the time, which is very concerning.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder, they didn't on their side ever clear the air about that allegation, correct?
No.
Uh-huh. They never addressed that. So I'm very curious.
Well, and if there's written proof,
yeah,
if he like wrote it to her acknowledging.
Documented.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. This shit is so messy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, supposedly this female cast member confided in Blake about her, quote, growing concerns with the conditions on set. And I guess Blake responded by saying, I know I find it really hard to speak to him. I try to cover it with busyness, but not sure that covers what's going on. This complaint also mentions that another female cast member confided in Blake that she also felt uncomfortable on set And the complaint noted that the claims were documented in writing almost 1 year before the editing of the film even started.
Damn.
Yeah. So we will definitely see what happens. I don't know.
I mean, there's nothing to know at this point.
Yeah.
We don't know what we don't know.
But it's, I'm curious to see if he's going to come out and be like, that didn't happen. It's just odd to me that, like, I have an easier time believing the validity of these two women, because why would you come out and lie about something knowing what you has already unfolded? Like, yeah. Blake does not look good.
Right. Like, why would you want to get on this
exactly.
And stay on it? I feel like that gives it. Yeah, I'm really curious to see this actually play out in court, because I agree. Why would they want to be part of it?
Exactly.
If they saw what's been happening to her and
how a lot of her claims were debunked.
Yeah.
So if it's as simple as like, no, this didn't happen and they're just lying.
Why would they want any part of this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless like her team is like trying to amp this up, and like, what if these actresses come out and they're like, well, nothing actually happened. You know what I mean?
But that would make her look even worse.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's all being relayed through Blake's lawyers and stuff. You know, I'm not saying that they
may not have had a choice in even getting involved in
exactly.
this.
Exactly. And especially like given their track record, if they already had like this ammo, they would have already used it. They're not, like, they're trying to buy as much time as they can so they can get more ammo, but it's like, and they came out hot. They came out saying they have all this information. Right. And then there's nothing. And now they're wanting more time to find this information.
Right.
They're like digging themselves in a hole, it seems.
Yeah. Yes.
I would agree with that.
Yes. And the hole's pretty deep.
Not saying that, you know, I don't believe these women or anything.
Yeah. Like, we don't know details.
Yeah.
I did hear, though, just really quick, a reason why maybe they haven't come out is because of how much hate anybody right. that supports Blake has been given. Like, or it's like so bad. Like, some people are getting death threats or they're claiming they are. So part also, I wonder if they don't want to be in that limelight until like for that long until, you know, it's the court date.
I'm sure that's a huge part of it, because Justin Baldoni has an army behind him.
Yeah.
And the internet is so brutal towards her. And obviously she's done a lot of really stupid ass things. But I think some people just have their blinders on now that it's like, Justin can do no wrong. Protect Justin at all costs. Mm-hmm. And if other women come forward, there's a very high chance that they could be scrutinized just because of their, you know, calling him out.
I think both explanations, you know, could definitely be possible.
I just want to clarify. I'm just not like
speculating.
I'm not on like Baldoni's side. I'm not on a side.
I'll wait to see what happens before I make my opinion.
Also, Blake's legal team has submitted a letter on behalf of her and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, asking for stronger protective orders for them during the litigation process. Her amended complaint alleges Blake, her family, and other cast members, and even people who have supported her publicly, have received violent, profane, sexist, and threatening messages. And that's not shocking to anybody, right? This is the internet. And when you put things out publicly, you kind of got to be ready for that.
People are just so ruthless, though. Everyone has to take everything to the extreme.
So
if she's in the wrong, I don't believe she should be getting fucking threatening messages. It's so ridiculous.
No, it's like, who are these people that are that upset that they're going to send a death threat to a stranger?
Yeah,
like,
it's wild.
Yeah.
Blake doesn't care.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, apparently she might. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like society has reached an ATL on the hate online. It's just like absurd at this point. But anyway, it claims that one of the witnesses referenced in Wayfarer's complaint received a written threat saying that the witness's family would be sexually assaulted and killed unless the witness agreed to make a statement and give the truth.
See, that's ridiculous. It's horrible.
Again, not shocking, though. And one of the requests in the protective order is that certain discovery materials are kept private and only shown to lawyers. And the letter says that this will only be applied to material, and this is a direct quote, of such highly confidential and personal sensitive or proprietary nature that the revelation of such is likely to cause a competitive business, commercial, financial, or privacy injury to the producing party. So basically, they want to keep certain details under wraps to avoid any serious consequences if they made it to the public.
Right.
Her team wants to subpoena everything from his team. So it's such a double standard. Mm-hmm. They're saying, well, we don't want all of our information out, but we want all of Justin's. It would be things from the last 2 years that have no correlation to this case.
Right. And that's how they've been playing this entire lawsuit, right?
Right.
It's always like they believe that they have some type of
immunity or like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But they need to be careful because the judge could be like, y'all are bringing information that has nothing to do with this. I'm going to throw this whole thing out.
Right. And hopefully they do.
Yeah. I mean, not the whole thing. I want to see it play out.
Yeah.
But you know.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So then on February 25th, Justin's lawyers filed a letter to the court questioning why Blake is pushing to get a stricter protective order. In the letter, it says, given how actively the Lively parties have publicized and litigated Miss Lively's claims in the media, so fucking true, mm-hmm. we are surprised to now learn how vehemently she wants to prevent the public from accessing material and relevant evidence. It also included Miss Lively's counsel and spokesperson routinely attempt to rehabilitate her tarnished image with bold statements to the press, such as characterizing the Wayfarers party's complaint as another chapter in the abuse playbook.
Damn.
And in response, Blake's lawyer sent a letter to the judge saying Justin's statements show exactly why a protective order is needed.
So last time we talked about this feud, as we mentioned on February 12th, can't believe it's almost been a month since we talked about this. Blake's legal team requested cell phone records of Justin, multiple members of his production company, Wayfair Studios, and his publicist. And they were asking for every single call, text, data log, and even real-time location info from the past 2.5 years.
That's
no absurd. Matter who sent it or what it was about.
That's wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so then the judge was like, what? And on February 28th, the judge ruled that Blake cannot subpoena all of Justin's text messages from their ongoing legal battle. The judge called the subpoenas, quote, overly intrusive and disproportionate to the needs of the case, which I completely agree with.
Yeah, that's what are they doing?
Why do you need all those?
And they keep making themselves look so dumb. Mm-hmm.
It would be such a waste of time in court going such through everything. Such a fucking waste. That's so stupid.
It's so stupid. Yeah, the judge straight up was like, no, this is invasive and unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And they pointed out that Blake claimed the negative media campaign against her started in August 2024. So it's unclear how messages from 2022 and 2023 would help prove her case, which is exactly the point that we were just making.
They've been planning this for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking down Blake Lively.
Yeah. No, I think they're seriously just like freaking out and trying to piece together whatever they can,
yeah,
to try and make their, like, beef up their case, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, the judge partially granted Blake's request for the cell phone records, though. The judge said that Blake's legal team can request information from specific people involved, but can't issue such broad subpoenas, just hoping to find, you know, more evidence.
Yeah, that's what it really seems like, just fishing for anything.
Exactly. So the judge ruled that Blake could not get phone records from Justin, his production company, his producers, or his publicist. However, the judge did not block her from requesting phone records from people outside the lawsuit, like other employees at Wayfair Studios. And then Justin's legal team argued that their employees shouldn't have to hand over their records for the same reason as Justin and his co-defendants. But the judge gave Blake's team until March 4th, which is tomorrow while we're recording this. To respond.
This has already been responded to at this point.
Yeah.
By the time you guys are seeing this.
And no further action would be taken until then. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
This is interesting, too. There's a lot of talk, actually, about Justin's religion. And this is really interesting. People are wondering if it could have affected production, which is, I find this very strange, this whole thing.
That seems to me
invasive.
Yeah. And like, well, clearly no one can bring this up in court.
Right.
Because the discrimination laws are going to really come into play then. You know, you can't prove like, oh, you're acting like this because you're your religion.
Yeah. And there's even this issue of the Hollywood Reporter. Mm-hmm. That show. This is so weird.
Nick, can you explain this to me? Because I don't understand who David and Goliath are.
What? Me?
I don't know. You know more about things than I do.
Actually, I do know about David and Goliath. Basically, David was like a scrawny little dude and Goliath was a giant and he volunteered to like go throw a big stone at the giant and like killed him. So they're saying I think Baldoni is Goliath and Blake is David.
Great.
Do you get it now?
Yep. Got it. Thank you.
But anyway, it's like a weird AI cover.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what they're trying to say with it. And he's holding, what is this? Oh, he's holding the It Ends With Us book. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the Bible at first.
That is the new Bible.
Her phone is mm-hmm. A slingshot. This looks like AI for sure. Look at Baldoni's head. Why does it look so like misplaced on his body?
It does. Well, he's like dodging Blake. He's like,
oh,
he's about to get hit. So throughout the entire production, there were these rumors going around that Justin and Colleen Hoover, they shared a spiritual bond. Okay. The rumor goes that they were members of a small Iranian religious community known as
Baha'i. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that correctly? Mm-hmm. Which helped Justin secure the rights to It Ends With Us. However, none of this is true. Well, sort of. But Colleen has never been a part of the Baha'i community. She actually grew up in a small town in Texas filled with Southern Baptist churches. So she was not a member of the Baha'i. But yeah, there's nothing spiritual about the way that Justin acquired the rights to It Ends With Us. Colleen's literary agent brokered the rights agreement with Justin. It was just a normal, you know, agreement deal. It's not because they were from the same church.
Yeah. No.
People are so wild.
Yeah.
Anyway, in Blake's complaint from December, she alleged that Justin sexually harassed her and made her feel uncomfortable. For example, Justin allegedly walked in on Blake while she was breastfeeding. That whole thing, we've been over this so many times. Used sexually charged language and held kisses longer than appropriate. We've also gone over all the points that they've made debunking these things. In Hollywood, in the workforce in general, there's, you know, gender inequality for sure. And that sparks the conversation of sexual harassment and power dynamics. And that could be what's going on with this whole situation. Or people have been wondering, is this like a cultural misunderstanding? Could the touchiness and the way that Justin speaks, could that be explained by his religious upbringing? That's what people are saying out there.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. So if you're interested, Justin's parents converted to Baha'i before he was born, and he's been a devoted member of the community ever since. And he's always been very open about it and what they believe in, which is based on humanity, universalism, and also gender equality, which really lines up with his podcast and his book and everything else. So members of the community have a very unique way of communicating and behaving, I guess. I don't know much about it.
Same.
Corelli and Sydney, you guys dove into it a little bit more.
It's just like a type of spiritualism. It's like they believe in like sharing happiness and sharing like good vibes through like hugging and touchiness. The way he's
human touch.
Exactly. It's a very like communal religion. It does run on like the hippier side. But I honestly do think that this could explain the way he speaks and explain his mannerisms a little bit because he grew up like this. Like this is all he's ever known.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people that founded Wayfair are also in this religion or community.
Wow. I'm surprised I've never heard of this.
Same.
But it makes sense if the way he communicates and the way his like whole mannerisms
conducts himself.
Did, yeah, I think it did bleed into the movie, into the production, because he was the director. He was a producer, the production company. So like every aspect of him went into this movie. And
that's a huge part of his personality is his religious upbringing.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. So it makes sense that like, you know, aspects from his beliefs bled into the production.
So that's
it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Again, not like making excuses, not
right,
saying that
obviously.
You know what I mean? Like you can't be like, oh, because of my religion, I'm a sexual right. predator. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
like,
right,
you can't
right,
say
right.
that.
Yeah, of course.
But it might just give like a different perspective.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Hmm. We'll see. But you can tell that Colleen is really trying to disassociate herself from this movie. She's deleted most posts supporting the movie. And
any pictures with Justin and Blake.
Yeah.
And
if you didn't know, when Blake's first started like speaking about all this, she actually came out and like showed her support for Blake and like made a post, but now she's since deleted the post. However, this doesn't mean that she's giving up on movie adaptations. She has three more movies in the works. Verity, which you read that, right?
I did. Before I even knew who Colleen Hoover was or that she was such a controversial author.
You read it?
I loved it too. I liked it a lot.
Well, it's getting its own feature film adaptation with Amazon Video.
I'm really excited to see how that plays out.
Also,
it's so interesting.
Regretting You and Reminders of Him, which are other two popular books, are
I haven't read any others of
being
her.
Turned into movies. So I don't know.
Yeah. So she's moving on.
Yeah. She says, bye. I don't give a fuck.
Anne Hathaway is going to be the star of Verity.
Oh, my God. Anne Hathaway is such a controversial figure, too. People fucking hate
really?
Her.
Really?
Anne Hathaway?
Yes. Apparently, she's like a Hollywood diva.
What?
Like, bitchy woman.
Whoa.
I am shocked.
Loaded.
However, that is not coming from my mouth. That is just what I have heard. I don't know much about this at all, so don't quote me on that.
Well, again, anyone famous, half the population seems to hate them.
Yeah, people like be really beefing with Anne Hathaway, though. I'm surprised you never heard of that.
I've always like seen memes about her being unproblematic and like the one person in Hollywood.
No, people have problems with her.
Will you guys look into that?
Yeah.
Is there Anne T? People say on set she's a diva. They say that about Steve Carell, too.
Yeah. I Reddit says she's a raging narcissist.
Wow.
But I mean, I also don't.
Half the hate.
I don't take any of that.
This is a quote from her. A lot of people wouldn't give me roles because they were so concerned about how toxic my identity had become online.
She's also been accused of bullying.
That's just online. Is there any proof of anything?
I don't think so.
She's what, Curly?
She's also been accused of bullying people online.
Mm-hmm.
bullying people online. She's like a troll.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, let's get into Bod Bobby. And Sydney just found us a real fun fact. Bod actually stands for
been hated and doubted.
Yeah. Been hated and doubted. That's good. I like Bad Baby.
Bad Bobby.
She's hilarious.
Bad Barbie.
I mean, she went after, she held Dr. Phil's ass to the fire. That was awesome.
That was amazing.
So annoying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's one of the worst people ever,
dude. He pisses me off.
He, don't get me started on Phil.
If you guys don't know who Bad Bobby is.
Don't knew.
Huh?
He said you don't knew.
If you don't knew.
You knew, knew.
Why? This bit, okay, so... Don't you ever just wonder, like, what mistakes in the language that you speak you make?
What, Janelle?
Hey, take it easy. My dog is over here.
God, do you ever wonder what mistakes English language?
When you're speaking, not being recorded, do you ever wonder, like, shit, how many stupid ass things do I say or mistakes that I make, but they're not recorded and no one's there to catch them? That's my.
Yeah, that's why it's nice to have people there to catch them when we're podcasting. Because on Mile Higher last week, I said potato. I just kept going. No, and I was like,
that was funny. Okay. What I was trying to say, though, is that if you don't know who she is, she's the Cash Me Outside, How About That Girl,
yes.
Which we love.
That was an iconic moment.
That was
moment.
An iconic moment.
I pulled the clip up yesterday to watch and just remind myself where her roots were. Fucking hilarious.
Dude, I pull it up. Good. I pull it up like periodically because I need
it's
to watch
so
it
so good.
Sometimes.
Remember there was the remixes?
Yes.
Oh, the hoes are laughing.
Yes.
The hoes are laughing. It's so funny. And we can't play it because CBS is like the worst when it comes to copywriting.
They're
so
terrible.
We can't even put a picture of Dr. Phil's fucking face on here.
No,
I'm
you
sure.
like barely can.
They're like, uh-uh.
Half the time
we
it gets
own
copy.
Phil.
Yeah. Phil's a sellout.
Yeah, he is. So, she ripped his ass up and then became famous. And honestly, she's had some good songs.
Song. She's like a song.
You know, she's up for a few Grammys. No, but Gucci Flip Flops.
Gucci
isn't
Flip
bad.
Flops.
It's like pretty, you know, catchy. I see why people vibe with it.
Yeah.
And she's made a whole career. She's actually very successful.
Yeah.
And she started all of this when she was 13 years old. We talked a lot about Danielle Bergoli when we talked about the troubled teen industry on Mile Higher. We can link that episode if you've never seen it. And it's a very sad story. She went to Turnabout Ranch, which is a place that Dr. Phil sends a ton of people that go on the show. It's like a wilderness camp for troubled teens. But all kinds of crazy shit happens there, like all these
it's
troubled teen
terrible.
Camp. They're horrible.
They
if you
get
don't know about that world.
Essentially, from their own home, it has been said to have really like terrible conditions and just abusive. It's horrible. Yeah.
Is she still close with her mother? Her name is Barbara, which I think is funny since she's
Bad
Bobby
and Bad Barbara.
She's Bad Barbara.
She's Bad Barbara.
Because she was
anyone
on the,
with the name
the
Barbara
Dr. Phil
is
show.
A fucking slay in my book. Barbara,
grandma
from Teen Mom. Yes, that'd be your grandma.
Come on, then I gave you a stuff.
I know,
something
but I'm
kid.
Talking about Janelle's mom.
Yeah,
I think Barbara is she's a queen.
That TikTok.
Yes, I know exactly
what
you're talking about. Where she
she's like,
off.
Everyone vote.
So funny.
I love her.
It's so awesome. Oh,
damn.
Yeah, I've never met a bad Barbara.
That's right.
Bad.
I think they got in a fight.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
That's not surprising, though. At the show, it was real bad vibes between the two of them on the Dr. Phil show. So a lot of those songs, like Gucci Flip Flops, she made at 13 years old.
That's right.
That's crazy.
How does that song go? Gucci Flip Flops, something with the socks.
Fuck your like hoe with a sock.
She's got a sock thing, because she mentions socks again in the new dish track.
You know, some people really like boinking to with socks on.
I know. We talked about that last week. Okay, I'm not going to lie, though. I've done it.
You
point
to a sock.
Haven't we?
And it's really cold. Like,
totally.
I can't enjoy anything if my feet are about to fall off.
Well, actually, studies show that if you're cold, you have a harder time climaxing.
See? Yeah. And that's why I like to also have an electric blanket nearby.
On.
Yes. That is wild. How do you during.
No, just like before.
To keep you warm.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So she's very successful. She also is an OnlyFans model, which she started 6 days after her 18th birthday. And she earned over $1 million in revenue in the first
hours, dude, of starting an OnlyFans.
That's so badass. That really Turn is. Up, Danielle.
It's also kind of creepy, though, that as soon as she turns 18, like, that many people want to see her. You know what I mean?
People are like...
Like, I support her right to do whatever she wants. It's legal. It's just, like, there's a part of that that, you
It
know,
does not surprise me at all, though.
That's, like, the day the gates open and she's 18, mm-hmm. people are flooding in those numbers. It kind of weirds me out.
Yeah.
But anyway, last year, their family confirmed also that Bad Baby was diagnosed with a form of cancer, but didn't elaborate any further. And I remember we found out about that right after we did our Troubled Teen episode.
Oh, yeah.
Or like maybe a couple weeks after, mm-hmm. a month. I don't know. But it was, I was wondering what type of cancer. And then in a live stream on January of 2025, so just last month, she was getting a lot of backlash over getting cosmetic procedures done while going through cancer treatments. But she clarified that she actually has a type of blood cancer that doesn't affect her physical health. On Instagram, on a story, she said, lying about plastic surgery is a problem. Apparently, so is telling the truth. True that, girl.
Yeah. No, that's
damned
so
if you
true,
do, damned
though.
If you don't.
It's so true. You tell someone, you tell the internet you did something, they're like, hey, why are you doing it? You're promoting it. You're telling other women and young girls that they need it too. And then if you don't tell them, then people are mad at you for not saying anything. What 100%. The fuck do you want?
Yep. Yep. It's just like the same thing in Hollywood when people lose weight, then they're too skinny and they're on drugs. When they've gained weight, then they've given up on themselves. Yep. And just, you can never make people happy. So just give them something to talk about, Danielle, which she certainly did.
Yeah.
She also said, I've been upfront with you about what I've done. People still make it an issue. And I don't know who told y'all you can't have surgery if you have cancer. I was cleared by my doctor. Mind the business that pays you. Ooh, I like that line.
Love.
So this is relevant because Alabama, now if you are, you know, not in the depths of the internet, involved in the Bad Baby Alabama Barker beef, you probably don't even know who Alabama is.
Alabama. You a
Damn,
tramp,
Alabama.
Alabama came up on my For You page once on her live.
Oh, so you knew about her before this?
Yes. Okay. I have actually watched several Alabama lives because I'm
big
like,
fan over here.
But I was like, who is this? Then I figured out, oh, she's Travis Barker's daughter,
mm-hmm.
who is Travis and Kourtney Kardashian are married, obviously. But then I was getting confused because I'm like, she's living at home. She looks like she's 35 years old.
Oh.
And I was like, how old is she? So I Googled her. And at the time, she was like 17 or 18. I was like, the fuck?
I remember when she was conceived. No, because I used to watch Meet the Barkers. And I remember when Shayna found out she was pregnant with her.
Yeah.
And then I remember the gender reveal. She put all the pink balloons in the bathroom. Do you remember that scene?
I remember like seeing the show. Like just, it would come on the TV. Like I just,
same.
I do remember
that show.
Back before streaming for us dinosaurs.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, she's Travis Barker's kid. Yeah. Okay, that's really all you need to know.
Now, both Alabama and Bad Baby mm-hmm. are accused of being culture vultures because Alabama, for instance, grew up in Calabasas in gated neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And her biggest struggle or tribulation is deciding which hair and makeup artist to call over.
Okay. Your daddy is rich as fuck.
Newsflash.
Newsflash. I'm not buying what you're selling. Okay.
You know who we love, though? Landon Barker.
Yeah, we
seems
do
like
love
a
him.
Cool cat.
He's staying in his lane.
Yeah, he just does Frey lip syncings on TikTok.
What's the one he's always singing? I don't know what that dude is ever sing. I look after you.
Oh, yeah. People are kicking out.
Yep.
The views are going down.
So why are these two beefing? Okay, well, to put it simply, they're fighting over a guy, of course, and his name is LaVon, aka LV.
Why are you, why? Okay, so my thing is this guy sucks and we're going to go over why. So I don't understand why they're fighting. If anything, they should just turn together, join forces and kick his ass to the curb.
Mm-hmm. But then there wouldn't be good money coming out of that situation. Is there a part of you that thinks that this was all a staged publicity?
It was Kris Jenner's in on this.
Totally could be.
She do be working hard.
They're like, look at how the Kendrick Drake beef blew up last year. We
Absolutely.
Need a little bit of that.
Or the Nicki and Megan Drake. I mean, drama. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Remember Nicki that and Megan. I was thinking about that the other day, wondering whatever happened with that.
Right. People love a nice Hollywood beef. People live for the beef.
I love a nice rare cut of beef.
Right.
You know?
So it could, maybe. Maybe it was all planned.
I think it was. Because these, honestly, the diss tracks sound pretty good. At least, in my opinion, Danielle's sound a lot better. But yeah. It seems like they were worked on for a while.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This doesn't seem like it was just thrown together.
No. And I don't believe they have the talent to just throw it together like Kendrick did.
Mm-hmm. And you get, know? Like, rights to the music and stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anywho. So, yeah, they're fighting over this dude. His name is LaVon, a.k.a. LV. But LaVon and Bad Baby. I want to say Barbie.
Bad Baby.
Anyways, the two of them have been on, like, an off-again, on-again relationship since 2020. And they actually had a child together that was born in March of 2024.
I had no idea that she had a baby.
Same.
Bad Baby had a baby.
Honestly, same. Now,
is it a bad baby or a good baby?
Hopefully a good baby.
Its name is Good Baby with an H.
Good Baby.
Good Baby.
I think Wait, it's Callie.
That's kind of awesome.
What is it?
Callie.
Callie?
Callie. She's still your dog's name.
Wow. The fuck, sewer ass.
Freaking rude.
Freaking rude. Sydney, come out with a diss track. You stole my dog's name, bitch.
Damn it.
Damn it.
That'd be Sydney's diss track title. Just damn it. Oh, wait. No, that's Kendrick's. Or no, that was just damn. That's open. Damn, it's good.
Damn, it. Damn, it's all good.
Should I do it like day or D-A?
Wow.
D-A-Y-U?
No, D-A-H, like fitting the Bobby.
Damn.
Oh,
damn,
yes.
Dumb.
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 Okay, but this is where things actually get somewhat serious because LV is, like I said, a trash of a human being. Okay, he's been accused of being very abusive. In July of 2024, Danielle leaked footage of LaVon pushing her to the ground and pressing his knee against her back. They have both been accused of being very violent and abusive towards each other. And fans were very concerned about her well-being and her decision to reunite with LaVon in November of 2024. And this came after the couple had broken up and then gotten back together several times between July and December. So, like we said, their relationship is very rocky and
on again, off
again. Yeah, exactly. So the real beef started on December 17th of last year because Danielle hopped on her Instagram story to claim that Alabama stole her man. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she announced that she was single at the same time. Two birds, one stone.
That's right. So yeah, she went on Instagram and put out a story that just basically tagged Alabama and then said, took my man. Shit. Alabama commented, hashtag ew. Obviously referring to Bad Baby. So then Alabama went and threw a little shade towards Bad Baby on TikTok, posting a video of her lip singing a Justin Timberlake song.
No, Justin Timberlake. You teasing me with the artist.
Yeah, you know the one that goes, you think I'm beefing with you?
I thought that's what it was.
You think I'm beefing with
you? And I was going to ask you to sing it for me because I'd never heard of it before.
I so wish you did.
Oh my God. God, I thought it was Justin Timberlake. I was like,
you thought he was talking about beefing in his songs?
Who the fuck is JT?
He has the troll soundtrack. Come on.
Justin Timberlake is doing his little footwork thing. Okay. Yeah. That's so embarrassing.
I don't know JT.
Well, I was like, who else is JT?
Yeah, I thought it was JT too.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't remember that song. So, Bad Baby, she did not appreciate said shade. Mm-hmm. So she hopped on Instagram stories to reiterate her claims. She said, I'm about to get back to myself. And getting back to work, minor setback for a major comeback. I'm more hurt than mad. I don't have beef with no bitch that look up to me. No bitch, period. I stay to myself. It's crazy that I end up in this mess anyways. My only reason for coming on the internet with it is because I'm tired of her doing this to girls. Motherfuckers need to know the real. A man gonna be a man, but a hoe that know about you and call you a friend. This is Dr. Seuss, is a whole different level of disrespect, especially to a postpartum mom.
So basically she's like, boys will be boys, but not hoes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like such a double standard.
I agree.
And didn't the two of them were friends at one point?
She considered Alabama her like little sister.
So there were a couple more petty Instagram responses back and forth between the two of them. And then Alabama alleged that LV had pursued her for over a year. And claimed that he was single.
That's right.
So he's pulling ick moves.
Totally.
Also, Alabama claimed that LV threw a bottle at her head and apologized to Bad Baby, Danielle, for any misunderstanding. And this all happened on December 17th.
So she says, I typically avoid airing personal matters publicly, but due to the way the situation has been misrepresented and the damage it has done to my character, I feel compelled to address it. To put it simply, LV deceived me, something I have evidence of, including messages claiming he wasn't actually LV, that he was single, and that he didn't have an Instagram account. Before pointing fingers at me, I suggest looking at the source. Over time, LV initiated frequent communication, including calls and texts, but nothing substantial ever came from it. However, he has since deleted many of these messages, though I have everything documented. I have apologized multiple times to Danielle, understanding that her partner misled me. At this point, this has been ongoing for almost a year, well before anything was posted. Throughout this time, LV has confessed his feelings for me repeatedly, and despite his dishonesty and betrayal of his relationship, I chose to disregard his advances. I also have continued evidence of him harassing me, including using fake numbers to contact me and expressing his love for me. I want to be clear, I have no interest in this man, nor would I ever lower myself to be with someone who has been physically abusive towards women. Danielle, if you wish to address this maturely, please reach out to me directly.
If not, then drop a diss track.
That's right. LV and our friend group traveled to Las Vegas last year prior to me knowing that they were together, during which he threw a bottle at my head, resulting in significant injury. His behavior was not only reckless, but also deeply concerning. It's troubling to see that despite his actions, she continues to defend him even after I told her what he had done. I was unaware that he was her boyfriend until after spending time with him in public on two separate occasions. It's clear that he is manipulating her, feeding her a distorted narrative to justify his behavior. His actions reveal a lack of respect and consideration for others, and it's painful to witness her continuing to support him despite this.
Very well spoken.
Yeah.
Yes. It's almost like she has someone on her staff writing it for her.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, I was complimenting you for good reading.
Oh, thank you. I'm a good reader.
But you're right. That was very well written.
I don't know. I don't know if you came up with that on your own. And of course, LV did what any man does best and deny any of Alabama's accusations, and then shared a photo of them cuddling and said she lied to protect his image.
Yeah, see, we're cuddling, therefore it's not possible for me to have thrown a bottle at her head.
Of course, of course.
Okay. But unfortunately, it looks like Danielle has taken LV's side in the situation. She leaked messages between them and claimed that she only entertained him because he's her baby daddy. Bad baby. Sorry, my brain is actually rotting as we speak, so forgive me.
Love that.
Bad baby says that she's witnessed Alabama talk to men with girlfriends, but never thought she would do it to her because, you know, she saw her as a little sister.
They were sisters.
So she accuses Alabama of playing the victim. And yeah, really at the end of the day, ladies, you're both the victims of this man, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like a monster. So on December 18th on Instagram Live, Bad Baby claims this is how LV and Alabama met.
Called me. It was on FaceTime, and Sosa got a whole bunch of shit. So he seen that and was like, oh my Chief God, Danny, are you dead ass right now? And I was just like, I fucked up bad. Like when and then Sosa dropped me off back home a couple minutes later. When I got there, LaVon was boxing his stuff up in boxes. I was crying on the floor, screaming like, please don't leave me, our family, please don't leave me. He left his stuff. He ends up going to stay at a hotel for 2 weeks. In these 2 weeks that he's gone, he meets Alabama. Me and LaVon get back together after this 2 weeks. I'm on Instagram. And I click a picture of Alabama on the Explore page and I see it says follow. And I'm like, what? Alabama follow me? So I called Talon. Talon's like,
I love that she's in the conversing
ball. I had heard something about her and LaVon. But she was like, I didn't even think it was serious. I thought it was just made up. So I didn't even tell you. I didn't want to work you up. So I call LaVon and I'm like, LaVon, you know this bitch? Like, I'm texting Bama, like, Bama, call me now. Like, what the fuck? Why am I hearing something about you and my baby daddy? And she's like, what? No, never. And I'm like, girl, what? Like, be real with me. So she calls me and she's like, yeah, we met and we exchanged numbers, but that was it. LaVon didn't tell me the truth, nor did Alabama tell me the truth. LaVon not answering the phone, so I tracked the location on the car, and I see that the car is in Alabama's neighborhood. So I called Alabama, like, is LaVon at your house? She was like, yeah, we linked each other a couple times, but we never had sex. It wasn't like that. Like, he lied to me and told me that he wasn't him. First of all, he has my name tattooed on his neck.
Girl. Gotcha. And then Bad Bobby. I literally cannot fucking figure out how to say her name. Bad Baby said that she found Alabama's parking pass in LV's car. So
not the fucking parking pass.
Not the fucking parking pass, baby. No, no.
Y'all want to hear something even crazier?
Yeah.
June.
Tell us.
7th, I get in LaVon's car. Now, Bama is the only person I've ever met that I've had to get a sticker, like a tag,
yeah,
to get through the gate.
Because she's in a gated community.
You have to have a tag that you put on the thing. And I get in, me and the baby get in Levon's car. And
the baby's like, look.
I see the thing on the floor.
Good baby pointed it out.
I'm like, Levon, who you know that live in Bama neighborhood? Because I'm thinking, I don't know him having no friends that live in that neighborhood.
Why did they name her Alabama?
Oh, because we know why. The movie.
Oh, right. Sweet Home Alabama or something?
No.
I don't remember why. Why?
We'll get to it. But it was Travis Barker's favorite movie.
Yeah.
Was Sweet Home Alabama?
No.
True Romance.
True Romance? What does that have to do with Alabama?
Well, because it's the character. The main character in the movie is Alabama.
Okay.
Miss Alabama Whitman.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's why it's Ms. Whitman, right? Yeah. Right. Okay, I forgot about all this.
Come on now.
It's coming
Kendall.
Back to me now. I'm sorry. I can only store so much rot in my brain.
Lore filed away in an organized manner.
Seriously, that's mean. Don't name your kid Alabama.
Why?
Because now people are calling her Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Well, shit.
And they can call her Bama. Just
Bama. Roll Tide.
That's what I was thinking.
Seems like that's like a loving nickname her friends use for her. That's because she was at this point. She's like, Bama. Bama, what? Sorry if your name is Alabama. Anyway, I'm going to name my next kid Kentucky.
Louisville.
This is Little Massachusetts.
Louisville?
Little Louis.
What's the worst state that you can name a kid?
Minnesota? Missouri?
Misery, yeah, because it kind of sounds like misery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Anyway, guys, we need to keep going. Let's go.
His friends.
It's very serious.
I'm like, what friends you got that live in Bama neighborhood? Then I'm like, wait, is this her address? I'm like, why were you at Alabama's house? I'm like, this is her address. He was like, who the fuck is Alabama? Like, trying to play me like I'm dumb. Bro, I knew the whole time.
Bro, this is giving
I knew the whole time. But I just trusted. I trusted everybody around me, knowing I shouldn't trust them. Knowing I shouldn't trust them. Even somebody told Talon. Somebody told Talon, Levon is messing with Bama. And she didn't even believe it. She didn't even tell me because she didn't want to get me riled up. That's how much Talon didn't even believe it. Me and my best friend knew the whole fucking time. I seen that tag and I knew from the jump.
Damn,
I knew from the
high.
Very jump. I said, totally. This is Alabama's address. He's talking about, beautiful. No, I got a friend that lived there. Da, 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 da. But I'm like,
who's really
bro,
long Swiffer?
Fucking crazy. I knew the whole motherfucking time.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't. I actually chose this topic just so everyone knows.
So blame it on her if you don't like it.
It's my fault. I really was curious what was going on.
I mean, this is hopefully, you know.
Insightful.
Insightful and educating the masses.
My nanny asked me what we were covering on the session today. I told her this. And she was like, oh, I've been wanting to learn about that, but it's too stupid to
follow. Well, this is brain rot. Yeah. So you're welcome out there. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a side note here, but Bad Baby is 21 years old. Levon is 26 years old. And Alabama is 19 years old.
Good God.
So why the fuck are you hanging out with someone who is barely legal, sir?
Because he's a freak.
Just saying.
Clearly.
Yeah. All right. So fast forward to January 10th. And this is when the diss tracks start. Okay. So Bad Baby took the beef to the studio and started cooking up a fucking prime piece of A+ ragu or whatever it's called.
Ragu.
Wagyu.
What's wagyu?
He was cooking him the finest ragu.
I'm an idiot.
Stirring the pot.
So the diss track actually dropped on January 27th. And in the song, Bad Baby dropped a bombshell saying that Alabama hooked up and became pregnant with Tyga's baby.
Oh,
so now
shit.
Tyga's being dragged into this.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say the name of the title of the track.
Thank you. The track is called Overcooked. So she overcooked that fucking ragu, I tell you what. It's well done. And yeah, Tyga got dragged into this. Now, obviously. I love that song.
That's Anyways, a great song. One of the best.
If you don't know, though, Tyga obviously kind of runs in this whole group. I mean, Not anymore, and not directly related, but obviously Travis Barker is married to Kourtney Kardashian, and Kylie Jenner and Tyga dated for a bit. You know, so a little bit of a resemblance there.
He's a father of Black China's baby, right. Which is married to Rob.
Right. Robin. Right. Exactly. Thank you. Obviously, we cannot play this because of copyright reasons, but you're more than welcome to play it yourself. We've listened to it quite a bit of time here.
We'll be listening
to the distance.
Quite a bit of time.
Have you seen that trend online that's like, oh, I'm really starting to avoid this?
That's like, enough
whist quacks.
I don't even like this.
I think I'm really starting to like whist quacks.
I don't know what's happening at all. I don't even know where we are.
I'm sorry.
There are some low blows in this song, you know, of course. It's a diss track. But remember, all this is because of a damn man.
Fucker.
The lyrics relating to Tyga say,
so many fucker. All of you fucker. You did this to them.
I'm sorry.
Baby Eddie fucker. This is almost like fake news.
I know. It's like so stupid. Wait, I need to say this lyric.
Yes.
Hatin' ass ho tried to steal my baby daddy. Effin' on Soulja Boy and Tyga got you pregnant. However, their names have since been removed from the song because Soulja Boy was like, the fuck are you bringing me into this for? Okay, Soulja Boy is he's like 35 years old or something.
He's frozen.
No, he's like 35, I think. 40. Yeah. No, because we thought
he's 31, I think.
Okay, well, earlier we thought he was 40, but then we corrected ourselves. Whatever, he's pissed off. He's like, why are you dragging me into this whole mess? I have nothing to do with this. This motherfucker hops on Instagram Live. He's like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you bringing my name to this? Keep your name out my fucking mouth.
Also, in the words of Soulja Boy, he's a terrible human.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Wait, tell me why.
He's transphobic.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Fuck,
he made a horrible tweet at Marlon Wayans, who's so funny.
Marlon Wayans?
Yeah. No, Wayans. Is it pronounced Wayans?
Like the Wayne brothers?
No.
Oh.
Wayans.
How do you spell it?
He's from White Chicks.
No, oh, bring Marlon him up on screen. That's Marlon Wayans.
Is it spelled? It's Wayans. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good to know. Anyway, he's funny. I like him.
Wait. Okay. So
we. So he is a trans child.
Okay.
And they got in some type of beef. We're not going to get into the beef between them now.
But Soulja Boy is a fucking transphobic.
Yeah, he
motherfucker.
Said that F word shit runs in the family.
Oh huh? No.
No wonder you're dressing up as a bitch. It's in your blood.
Oh my God. Fuck you, wow. Soulja Boy.
And then he said back, if Soulja Boy had a career, he could get canceled for this type of slander. Luckily, he ain't been relevant since 2007.
That is true. Now, Tyga does deny that he's ever had any type of relationship with Alabama. He at one point went on Twitter and said, this is the dumbest shit I ever heard. Y'all believe anything y'all see online. I have never had any sort of physical relationship with Alabama. It's honestly ridiculous. I even have to address it. So
There you go.
Alabama has also denied these allegations. She responded to a comment asking if she's ever had any kind of relationship with Tyga or Soulja Boy, saying absolutely not on Instagram.
So Alabama accuses Bad Baby of staging all of this drama to promote her music, of course. She says, oh, you mad? Because you want him? Want him? Ain't got nothing? Ain't got nothing. But you love him. This bitch a dummy. Oh, you want him? But ain't got nothing? Ain't getting nothing. This bitch stupid. I thought I was about to get mad and dump him.
Thank you.
New car, new crib. Type of bitch make him want to spend cash on it. New lips, new tits, new waist. Bitch look bad, don't she?
Ooh, so she's talking about her looks.
Don't she? Backstabbing ass little bitch. I can't wait to crash you, bitch. When I get my hands on a bitch, try to make her look like a brand new bitch. Go ask daddy for some money. Everybody knows that's how you get it. Aha. Everybody knows this bitch weird. Oh, yeah. I like that part. Everybody know this bitch weird.
Yeah.
Like, let's go back to better, weird. Like, old disses
freaking
like that.
Freaking weirdo dork.
Weird.
Your beard is weird.
Everybody knows that I'm the biggest. I'm the biggest. Interestingly, and unrelated to those lovely lyrics above, she mentions Sosa, a.k.a. Chief Keef. Now, Bad Baby cheated on LV with Sosa, and that's why he got with Alabama. If you're following it at this point.
Yeah.
So the gist of this song is that Bad Baby is calling Alabama a Nepo baby and wanting to be like her. Which, to some degree, I mean, yeah, I'd say that's a pretty spot on.
Yeah. I would agree with that. But Alabama said, fuck no, okay, I'm not taking this shit. And she clapped back with a song called Cry Baby on February 7th.
It's called Cry Bobby.
Right, Cry Bobby. In the track, she takes shots at Bad Baby, saying that she didn't know LaVon was Bad Baby's baby daddy. God, this is so stupid. My brain is literally puddles. Now, Bama says she isn't copying Bad Baby, and she isn't a homewrecker since it was her man chasing after Bama, right? She's like, I didn't do anything. He was coming for me. She says, bitch, you're a fucking homewrecker. Like, what the fuck? I don't want to be nothing like you, Dr. Phil loser bitch. Huh? What? And your bum ass man keep hitting me up. Okay. He wants me so bad, confesses his love to me. Yeah, he aight. I was out.
Ha, you know, all right.
Oh, ha, all right. I was out in LV and LV tried to pipe me. I can't even cap. I don't know. He was your BD, baby daddy. I told Twin to chill. He said, you sweeter than some kiwi? I'm coming for your heads. All you bitches got to see me. She also mocks her for her emotional Instagram post that LV is just going to cheat again. And then Alabama took a low blow when she said that Bad Baby is a pill popper and is in rehab. Now, people online are saying that this is such a shitty thing to do because she's actually going through cancer treatments and has to take pain meds for that reason.
That is such a shitty...
It really is.
Why would you ever have said that? No one told her that was a bad idea.
I know. She says, popping shit like Fanta, you talk a lot on camera. You really asked that man, should I dye my hair like Bama? The pills got you higher, turn you into a liar. You must be TMZ, bitch. Don't make me call Lil Tyga.
Lil Tyga.
Mm-hmm.
His little brother.
Mm-hmm. And then she addresses the lie that Danielle made, that she slept with Tyga and got an abortion. She says, lied about some pregnancy, just want to be in my family, treat you down bad. It's so hard to see. So far, we've got two diss tracks, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're following along, two motherfucking diss tracks. We've got people claiming that
people are pregnant.
We've got people claiming that they're stealing their man, blah, blah, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. So then, diss track number three comes out. Miss Whitman from Bad Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So Miss Whitman was dropped on February 25th and it went utterly viral and really blew up this whole drama. Okay, now we have a lot to unpack.
That's the reason why I wanted to cover it.
I know, you love this song.
I do love this song.
You said you were running to this song.
I did, and I ran fast.
Great. Good for you.
Thanks.
Obviously, we cannot play the song, but if you want to hear it, again, go look it up. But yeah, this song uses a sample of Carnival, which is a song by another artist who we do not speak of on the show because we don't support Nazis. But he came out and said that he signed off on the track without knowing what it was. And that's the extent of his ass that we're going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So the title was inspired by the movie True Romance, which is a 1993 film, which Travis is obsessed with. He says it's his favorite movie.
That's why he named her Alabama.
Exactly. After the main character in the movie. And also at one point, he and Courtney dressed up as Alabama and Clarence. And also,
I remember this.
Travis and his ex-wife even themed their wedding around the movie.
So. That's so weird that he did that with his ex and then recreates it with Courtney.
So in the song, Bad Baby takes shots at Courtney Kardashian, saying she took Kim's sloppy seconds.
Which we all know this, right? This is pretty well-known.
I actually did it.
Really?
Mm-mm. I had no idea.
Okay, so basically the lyrics say, I see why you ain't got no friends. You're a miss. I'll fuck your man. Your stepmom burnt out. Why she took her sister secondhand. And if you don't know what this is all about, back in 2016, in Travis's memoir, he admitted to having feelings for Kim, but it never turned physical. So, yeah, he talked about how he was, like, secretly checking out Kim and had a crush on her. And they were, like, flirtatious, but nothing ever happened. And that she was so kind and polite. I just felt like being a perfect gentleman around her. And, yeah, obviously now he's married to Courtney. So, you know. She's saying, like, ooh, sloppy seconds.
Mm-hmm. And then she says, I know your route. You're reaching out. You need my name for clout. That stanky pussy got you kicked out the Kardashian house. Mm-hmm.
That's a good lyric.
That is.
Yeah.
Lyrical genius.
Yeah. This is, like, revolutionary. This is poetic. This is Shakespeare.
This is going to be the next They're Not Like Us.
Mm-hmm.
So Bad Baby says that Bama stole her flow from Lotto.
It definitely sounds that way. If you listen to Alabama's song, that's like immediately what came to my head.
Yeah, for sure. And she accuses Alabama of getting an abortion and that she saw the sonogram. And also she went a step further because she had this dude in her music video who was playing drums that looks very similar to her daddy.
I had a moment where I was like, is that him? Because she had a little teased for
Could you have the amount of betrayal her daddy
I was like,
went on her enemy's diss track.
Well, when I saw the promo for this, I'm already thinking Chris is cooking this up probably. Right. And maybe she arranged for that to happen. Because what's going to make it go more viral than Travis being on a diss track against his own daughter?
Right. Yeah. Sure. That would be fucking wild, honestly. So, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they're just throwing shade. You know?
I do love the end of that song, though. Damn, Alabama. Use a tramp, Alabama. How's it go? Wave this Drake out the window, God's plan, Alabama. Simon says, stomp your feet and wave your hands, Alabama. It's good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that part.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, Alabama's cooking up a part two. She says, anyways, who's ready for part two? On my way to the studio. I tried to end the war, but here we go. Lips emoji. So she's probably whipping up another diss track as we speak. Maybe it'll be out by the time this episode goes live. God can only help.
Oh, we need that.
And yeah, meanwhile, little Landon, he's just over there. Ooh, oh, 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 oh.
He's got gorgeous eyes.
He does.
He looks young.
He's 21.
I'm saying, like, since she doesn't, he does.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. Sweet kid.
It's kind of sad seeing that she's, like, so young and she's had so much work done, like, her lips, she looks like she's out of, I don't accuse her, but.
No, I mean, clearly.
But, like, she's had work done, like, lots of it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Poor girl.
She even talked about how she got, like, lip filler and her weight loss pills or weight loss stuff is, like, affecting lip filler. It's on her TikTok.
The Isn't weight that loss just pills kind are of par for the course, filler? Though?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, because it's, like, making.
The metabolism. Weight.
So she's metabolizing the lip filler.
I think so. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, so she's getting more?
I don't know. That's all she said.
That's hard.
She has a really hard life.
She does. Okay? She does.
You know, Landon dated the D'Amelio. Whoa.
D'Amelio?
D'Amelio.
Sinead, you never have a funny word drop like that.
D'Amelio.
Studier. Wait, so Landon was dating Dixie or Charlie? Okay.
For a while.
Yeah. Actually, I do remember that.
Oh.
Great lore.
Well, anyway, this was extremely stupid, so feel free to dump it out of your brain after this.
Pain.
But hopefully it gave you a break from the reality of everything else.
Yeah.
It gave me a break from something, all right.
Yeah, how'd you guys enjoy researching for that? Is your brain melted?
Oh, dude, I literally have, like, koala smooth brain. Like,
I couldn't understand what was important.
A koala smoothie? What'd you say?
A koala smooth brain. Have you ever seen a koala brain? They have no ridges. So, like, koalas are incredibly stupid. Like, they basically, like, they're
damn,
making
like a
themselves
piece of sashimi.
They don't know how to do anything.
Same.
That is actually so interesting. Thanks for the fun fact. Yeah, I didn't know the smoother the brain, the dumber you are.
Yeah. That's why, like, people, like, that's why, like, smooth brain is an insult.
Well, my brain became a little smoother after this.
For sure.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I have no one to blame but myself. I wanted to cover it.
This is your fault.
This is my fault.
Blame it on Kendall. Just kidding. I mean, it was fine.
Blame it on the alcohol.
It's okay.
I need to leave.
Yep, me too.
I need to pee.
Again? You peed like 10 times this
episode.
I don't
know. Okay, guys, let us know what you guys think of the beef.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Mm-hmm.
I need to know.
Need
in the comments
to know.
Below.
Bama or baby?
I'm on baby.
I'm on Barbara.
You're on Barbara's side,
I'm
the mom.
I'm on Barbara's side. Or good baby.
I'm going for good baby.
Good baby.
Well, ladies, I'd like to thank our lovely production team, Curly and Sydney, for making sense of that. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate that. And I apologize to the audience for choosing it as a topic because I'm literally, my brain is smooth. So let us know what you think. Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
We're on a good baby's side, clearly. Yeah.
And Barbara's.
Yep. And Barbara. We're here for Barbara.
And Donkey.
Actually, no, we're not here for Barbara. She sent her to that camp.
Donkey.
Okay, this needs to end. This is over. And we love you and we'll see you next week. Okay?
We'll see you on the next session. Goodbye. Until I give you fresh love. Bye.